This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Larry Nichols is our guest. Larry, we have the head of the New York elections, a Democrat, admitting frauds going on with people being bussed around to vote 10 times. We have the national coordinator for the Democrats at 340 times at the White House admitting it and just openly saying, F them, we're taking over. I mean, it's very mafia. It's very aggressive. We played most of it in the first hour. It's up on InfoWars.com. How do we stop them? And then if they do get in, they do have that criminal energy now in their eyes that I've seen in old film footage of communists and Nazis and stuff. They're going to make a crazed run at everybody. So all I can say is, boy, folks, I'm glad we got the Second Amendment to defend ourselves, because they think nothing's there to stop them. They're going to go crazy.
Absolutely. I can tell you how to stop them right now. Now, folks, please hear me. All of you fellow veterans, I need veterans organizations to gather up teams, and you need to go to the inner city precincts in your town, your community. 5, 6, 7, 8 of you.
Because this is the true final defense of the Republic, more than any foreign land. This is it.
Absolutely. Now, you go in there. It's not hard to spot. You'll see vans come up. You'll see buses come up. And you'll see the same people going in and out of that precinct over and over and over. When you see it, and the reason I say 8 or 10 of you go in there, because it's going to be a little risky. You're going into the heart of the ghettos of these communities. They know it. They know you won't go. But veterans, go. Get your teams together. Go in. And when you see it, instantly, that minute, record it on your phone, take a picture or two, and then call me. Call me. I'll get the word out instantly. We got to catch them in real time. That's what you got to do. Now, when it comes to the push-button machines, the touch voting machines, Alex, guys, everybody, when you go in and the voting machine is touch, push-button, touch machine, you make them show you a printed proof of your votes being registered the way you cast them. And if they can't do that or tell you they can't do that, then you demand to have a paper ballot. Every place is supposed to
have a paper ballot. In fact, demand them by law, they're supposed to have it. In fact, just demand one every time.
But now, if they say, well, we don't have paper ballots here, which is against the law, but they'll say that probably, then it's simple. They'll tell you you need to go then to the city or the county courthouse, wherever the main place is.
The clerk.
There's a place you can go and get a paper ballot and cast your vote. But if they will not provide you proof on a touchscreen computerized voting machine, which is owned by Diebold, which is owned by George Soros.
By the way, exactly, more than half the ballots in the country are getting cast on companies he controls.
Absolutely. So I'm just telling you.
Bastard.
You can do it. You can do it, but you got to do it. And, Alex, we forewarned, and it is now here. This is the vote that either wins our country back or at least protects it for a while longer, or we give it all up. Now, if she wins, you say, what do you do then? You know, he's talking about doing term limits. You know, Alex, Congress isn't going to vote for that. You'd have to get a constitutional amendment. You know, it takes 2/3.
We're almost out of time, Larry. But I want to invite you back up for part two of this tomorrow, if you can do it. Folks can support you at NicholsLive@AOL.com, the important work you're doing, the organization you've got set up, NicholsLive@AOL.com. Let's get you to pop back in for 30 minutes tomorrow to talk about what we do, how we identify fraud, how we stop it, and then what is going to happen if Hillary gets in? Because Trump's going to win, folks, but they're going to try to steal the ballot box or announce federally Homeland Security taking over that he's lost. But we've won by exposing him. We've certainly exposed our operation. So, you know, we only lose by laying down. Larry Nichols, thank you so much. And you've been...
You bet, buddy.
You know what? I've got Gary Haven coming up. Is he still in Haiti? I don't don't think he's going to mind getting backed up a few minutes because I need to get into this Haiti thing, but I also need to ask Larry one more question about this whole thing.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 20% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Gary Haven for part two of the interview we started yesterday is going to be joining us coming up at the bottom of the hour. And we have a 7-minute video we haven't premiered yet of the carnage in Haiti. And when I sit back and try to prepare my mind to, say, put out a video chronicling the Clintons' crimes, it's mind-numbing. I mean, these are such truly nasty, greedy, horrible people that it's coming out that any building they're in, they just suddenly want everything in the building. They're kleptocrats. They are truly governing kleptomaniacs who want your very life. I mean, they knew for a decade that they were shipping HIV, hepatitis, blood out and having it mixed into factor VIII so everyone would get HIV and hepatitis that took it, the hemophiliacs and others. And people came to the Clintons a couple years into it, and Hillary's like, we're getting paid, I don't care. I mean, I interviewed the doctor who was at the hospital at the major prison who actually went to the Clintons. Their response was to try to get him fired and have his offices robbed. I mean, it's pretty hardcore, folks, to know you're going to kill over 100,000 people. Conservatively, the Clintons killed. Other states, because they had that big blood scandal, there were shortages of blood, wouldn't sell it out of the inmates' stock because it was so many diseases. Well, they knew people had them and were doing it. And, you know, I go back to that. It's just like, man, these are bad people. Then it came out in the lawsuits. They knew. And so did the Bayer pharmaceutical head. Came out in the court records. They said, sir, this is going to kill people. They said, I don't care. Too many hemophiliacs, too many sick people anyways. And then all the witnesses to her, I mean, when a black person walks out of the room, she calls them an N-word, or she'll do it to their face and hit Secret Service in the head with books and hit Bill in the head with ashtrays. I mean, you know, man, you know, the good part about it is that God appoints a man one life to live, 75 years on average. And you know, old Hillary, I don't think she's going to make it to 75, and I don't wish her even personally any harm. I just want that demonic entity to stop abusing innocent people. But I think about them stealing it. I mean, they got over 90% of the donations that were supposed to go to Haiti. Everybody sent it to them. Because they're liberals. They're good white people, and they're going to take care of the black people. And they stole all that money. And they started all these wars, and they do all these bad things, and they just are so wicked. But I guess we become an evil nation, so that's who God's put over us. And I guess if we don't wake up and see through it all, and Trump's not going to be perfect, but he's not out to get us, then we deserve what we get. But here's the deal. America's doing the right thing. They're trying to elect Trump. You see the whole media and the whole system against him. You know, Larry Nichols, I want to have you back up tomorrow because you've been proven right. You've been on target on all of this, and I really want to war game this with you and open the phones up too. But just in closing, because I'm going to get Gary Haven on with the latest on Haiti. But Hillary Fixer breaks ranks. I arrange sex trysts for her with women and men. But then it gets into all the other stuff that they were involved in and how crazy she is. How, like, in between events, she'll go in, like, a powder room and have sex with a woman or a man. I mean, it just shows an addiction. She has to have everything. I mean, what is the psychology of these people? I know you've been involved with the Inquirer and some of their other big scoops. The Vince Foster files and stuff like that. Were you involved in this? Because this just smells like you're one of the sources.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was knee-deep in the middle of all of that and helped do the background, helped do the research, helped to find a couple of people that are going to be testifying in it, so, or talking in it. Yeah, I was right in the middle of it. And, of course, you know, I was one of the fixers. You know, you can't get any higher up in their group than I was. You can't, and that's been proven over.
So who are they? Because everybody I talk to says it's like there's nothing there. I've talked to Special Forces people and Blackwater folks separately that did security details for her in Iraq and other areas, and they said that you'll get on a helicopter in a car or whatever, and then she won't even talk to anybody unless she's cussing at you, and that she'll almost like a robot just switch off. She'll just switch off and, like, go into a trance. Did you ever see that, or is that something newer?
No, I mean, she would just wig out. Alex, I'm just going to tell you the one thing you know about it. I had to justify her going out to L.A. about every 4 to 6 weeks to a witch's church. Finally, when it got so bad, I had to confront her. I said, Hillary, at least for show, at least for public show, if we get caught, you're going to have to stand up. I know you go to Methodist church, stand up and say you believe in God. She turned away from me, Alex. Never forget it. She turned away from me. And as she started to step away from me, she kind of tilted her head back and said, you know, I can't do that. That's haunted me all the years. You know, what did she mean? You know, I can't do that. I mean, if she made a deal with the devil, if there's ever been a person that has made a deal with the devil, I cannot imagine that they would act any different than Hillary Rodham Clinton. She's evil. She's mean. Bill's a good timer. He just wants the perks, buddy. That's all he wants. Hillary is pure, deep, evil, mean. Meaner than anything you've ever come in contact with. There's not a wild animal in Africa that will attack you.
Well, let me just say, at a spiritual level, at this level, fighting her and picking up on this stuff, it's nauseating. I can't look at her. I'm really sick of her. I mean, she's a damn demon. And it seemed to really get to them that I called them demons.
Well, it would. She's sensitive to that. But I'll tell you this, ask anybody that's ever been around her about the odor.
Let's talk about the odor, because I've had Secret Service say she smells like basically like rotting meat. I said, what's it smell like? And a guy joked and goes, you know, crap. They go, no. He said the other word, S-H, you know what? And then I got, no, like rotting meat. We're all like, ugh. Then I talked to Dolly Kyle. She said, worst smell, dirtiest she's ever seen. Just totally filthy all the time. I had to be around her for years. And then I talked to their chef. He said, yeah, I never got really close, but they say she stinks really bad. Obama, I've been told, smells like rotting meat. Now, the Bible says this is what demons smell like. I just keep getting told they smell like hell. Tell us, Larry.
Right. Look, you're talking to the guy. The first time I met her, she was all dirty, filthy, dirty hair, wearing a muumuu, flip-flops, and she smelled horrible. Well, I thought it was because of her hygiene. Later, as she started getting cleaned up and dressed up, there is an odor around that woman that if you're within 10 rows of her, if you have any kind of smell sense at all, you're going to smell her. And it is. It's hard to describe. Rotting meat, you know, just rotten. It's just a rotten smell.
Well, I know the Secret Service people, look scared. They said, listen, she's scary. I know they're all making jokes about it, but everybody that works around her, it's in the WikiLeaks, knows that this woman is like Linda Blair.
Hey, let me tell you, that is sage guy at WikiLeaks. Let's get one thing out in the open. The Ecuadorian government did not knock him off the internet. They could unplug his computer, but they couldn't knock him off. You're seeing the first example of the UN having control of domain. That's what knocked him off. And I'm going to tell you, if that Ecuadorian consulate kicks him out, which the Clintons are going to force him to do, you put this down in your book of Nichols quotes, Assange is dead in a week. Dead in a week. Now, you can't get any tougher than that. You do not cross the Clintons. Not like that. You don't. And walk away.
Well, let me ask you this. I know they've tried to take you out and other people.
Yep.
What do you expect? Because I understand. But what do you expect to happen to yours truly? That she calls me the dark heart.
Alex, if she wins, and we don't do after. If she wins, the only option for us is not to drain the swamp with, you know, term limits. The option is states' rights. I'm not going to get into that now.
No, I agree. We have to go to the next level. You know the good news? People now get it, and folks are going to the next level. They think they got power. They think they're evil. They want to brag how they're stealing elections. They're forcing a lot of people that were on the fence now, who are very serious people, to get ready. And they try to remove all the top generals. That hasn't worked. The military is beside itself, as you know, Larry.
Yep. Well, and I'm going to tell you this, guys. If they were ahead, like they are pretending to be, trust me, they wouldn't be acting the way they are. They wouldn't have this media blitz because, Alex, they know what I know. You keep pushing this thing with the media like they're doing it. You run into back, you know, you end up in blowback. You worry about people thinking you're piling on. You get the sympathy vote. They wouldn't do that.
They wouldn't be going totally nuclear if they weren't in crisis. Well, no, that's why
right.
Trump keeps saying it's rigged. Look, he goes and gets real internal polls, and so do the Democrats. I mean, I was talking to a major polling company last night, and they said, my God, it's 60-30, 10% undecided. Trump is at 60 nationwide.
I think you're going to see what I'm hoping we see what happened in Europe, you know, with the
Brexit.
Zero thing. Yeah.
Notice Gingrich said that Trump's really 15 ahead on Sunday,
mm-hmm.
because he kind of let go what's internal.
Well, trust me, they would not be acting the way, and y'all folks listening, you're getting it from a guy that was with them and designed most of their dirty tricks. They would not be doing what they're doing now with such vigor if they were ahead. They wouldn't be. They would not be. And when they talk about tonight being the big deal, all I got to say, Alex, in closing, is tonight is Trump's night.
He's got to come out like a focus laser beam and just chop her to pieces.
Just tell the truth and look in the camera and don't pay attention to anything going on. You tell the truth. Tell about her. You know, stay away from the girly stuff because you're going to ask him that to get him distracted. He needs not to ever answer a question tonight about these claims by these women. He shouldn't answer a question at all, Alex. He needs to make a list of the things he wants to tell 50 to 60 Americans and tell it tonight.
All right, Larry Nichols, thank you so much. Well, we sure hit a nerve talking about how they reportedly stink. They say even worse with Hillary. And I always thought it was like psychopaths and people like Mao didn't care, so they stunk to be aggressive. But I think there's something more to it, and the flies all landing on them. Larry?
Oh, let me just tell you, there is something bad around them. And, Alex, I want to close with you asking me the question, what about yours truly, meaning you? If she wins, they're going to use the fairness doctrine and take people off the radio.
Hold on, we got to skip the break because we're talking about fairness doctrine. I'm in on beer, so this won't matter. They admit, they say they've got a tie vote in the Federal Elections Commission, a tied vote in the Supreme Court, a tied vote in the FCC. All groups on the Democrat side saying they're going to ban talk radio and Internet news. Hillary said the alt-right has, quote, no right to exist. I mean, they've told us because they got right. Because they got to come out in the open when they finally come for our First Amendment. And all the little leftists now think it's fun to ban words and ban speech. And then these idiot leftists don't know the prosperity is all going to end as soon as they bring the republic down. They are such fools living in the bosom of what's left of this republic, pissing on it all day, not having any idea they're about to lose everything, Larry. So you're getting into what's going to happen.
Well, what's going to happen, I'm telling you, and it was a cool move when they moved that Internet over to the U.N. Because, you see, the U.N. doesn't have to honor our Constitution.
And they're saying they're going to follow the new political correct stuff that WikiLeaks shows Soros is running through Facebook. They admit they're, quote, going to shut down the alt media and only,
right,
quote, promote our media. That little bastard, and it's not, bastards aren't bad people. I shouldn't call Soros a bastard. That little murdering demon Nazi collaborator weirdo openly says in the WikiLeaks he's going to shut us up.
You remember the first time I ever heard George Soros speak, he said he would take his entire wealth and devote every penny of it to destroying America. And by God, he's got a tool now with the Clintons. They've got the tool they need.
Why did he try to overthrow England? He admits it. Why does he try to overthrow everything Western and prosperous? What is his problem?
Because he believes in a global power. He believes that if you get the government the way Bill Clinton used to tell me, remember the perfect kind of government is you've got the number of ultra, ultra rich people you can count on one hand, five fingers, and everybody else is dirt poor. Whoever controls that group controls the world.
And by the way, you've been saying that on my show for 20 years. In the new WikiLeaks, I think it was WikiLeaks 9, or it was WikiLeaks 10, there's document after document in there saying we want to keep them dumb, distracted, poor. I mean, it's so mean. It's so evil.
Well, and the problem is they've got a massive number of people that seem to buy into their stuff.
Yeah, where are all these weird, trendy leftists that they're making top lieutenants who, like, prance around in little trendy outfits talking about stealing elections and killing people and murder and power, and they've never even killed anybody, Larry?
No, but think about this. If you or I made those kind of claims, we would be in jail today. We'd be in jail. There's no action being brought about them. Remember when I told you, you asked me 100 times, Alex, at least 100 times, will Hillary be indicted? And you justified it, and you told me Comey was...
You said never, 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 never.
And by God, they didn't, did they? They didn't.
Yeah, people, Larry, all I can say is everything you've ever said has turned out to be true. It's sickeningly accurate. Except you said they were going to, and I called around and said, yeah, they're trying to order the FBI and others to cook up something on you. And then I guess there was some revolt because it didn't happen. But you said they were going to reportedly raid us and make something up last year.
They were trying. They were trying. But you've got to remember, at certain levels, they got people back then that wouldn't honor it. They don't have that problem today, Alex. There's nobody in the FBI that's going to go against them. You know that. When she gets the power of the presidency, buddy, you'd be a fool if you worked for the FBI, CIA, NSA. You'd be a fool if you crossed them. It won't just be the end of your career, as you know. It'll be far worse than that. And look at Donald Trump. If Donald Trump loses his world that he could have lived out the rest of his life in luxury and fame, do you not see they've destroyed his character? They've destroyed him. Donald Trump will never be the same if he loses.
And you know what's sad is he won't even, he may tell it later, but he was approached by good people in the military after Benghazi. And he said, he went to Scotland, where his mom's from, spent over a month and a half, I think 2 months, and actually cogitated on it, and I was told this before it ever came out in political, parts of it came out, and he called him back, and he came back to New York, and he met with the people, and he said, He said, I can't do it. He goes, I just, you know, I don't know if the public understands all this or knew this and that. I got a great life. And then he just realized, though, that he saw basically how people were getting poor and how people on the street weren't doing well. And he hated seeing, and he said, okay, I'm going to do it. And he's totally, he's doing it to save, he's not perfect. He doesn't want to hurt us, though. He's not a damn demon. And you know, he's totally in the arena, Larry.
Well, Trump says the magic words to me. He's trying to pay back America for what it's given him the opportunity to do. And I feel sorry for him and his family because every building they've got under construction in the United States of America and eventually in the world is going to run into every kind of problem the government can issue them. They're going to be stymied.
Well, I mean, look, the word is Trump's already lost billions. It's confirmed 500 million. They are already destroying him right now. But you notice, I've been told he's gone from being a little bit kid-like and worldly to, like, so solid now, it's actually made him stronger. And notice how hardcore he's getting.
Well, I think Donald Trump has finally found his faith. And that'll get him through a tough time. But let's not think he's lost yet, because I'm telling you all, and you're taking it from a technical like me, they're not behind. Now, will he win? You know, I don't know. There's a whole lot of dynamics. Next time we talk, we'll talk about Electoral College. I mean, there's all kinds of tricks.
Hey, they're setting it up so the Russians are going to hit it, and then they hit us with a cyber attack and blame the Russians.
Yeah. I mean, remember this, Alex. When you hear Hillary claim Trump's working with the Russians, there's one rule that never will let you down.
Whatever she accuses you of, she's doing.
You got it. You got it. As long as you know that, you're safe. And if they tell you it's up, it's down. If they tell you it's left, it's right. Whatever they tell you, it's the opposite.
What about these media types? And I'm going to go to Gary Haven waiting for us in Port-au-Prince, Haiti, just to get into more of the Clinton crimes and incredible breaking news that I hope people will get out to folks. And we appreciate him holding. I look at the people they've collected into the media, and there's been a few at CBS that left and exposed the truth, but they really have put a collection of sycophantic trash into the mainstream media who gleefully compete to be deceptive and really do hate the average American. And, you know, that comes out in the WikiLeaks. I mean, they really did find trash. And I didn't know there was this much trash in this country.
Oh, you bet. You bet. And especially in the elite literate world. You know, they consider themselves so far above you and me, Alex. They're the smart people. But they're so stupid that they can't even look at history. They can't go back even at recent history and look at the Clintons and look at everybody.
Oh, there's no doubt. It might be a year. It might be 10. But the further they push it, I don't want this to happen, but it's going to be bad. They're going to be every lamp pole in this country is going to have them hanging from it.
You got it. You got it. Just remember, go back, read Mein Kampf, the book that I used when I was helping Bill, the book he gave me for my first Christmas present with him, said, be my Goebbels. Go back and read it. And you'll see the plan that they're implementing today. And they have found scumbags just like you're talking in the media. And they've cleared out the people that were semi-truthful. They're gone. And all of these people, just like you're saying, they're competing to get to be in favor with Hillary. That might not be a dumb move, actually. If she gets elected, they might want to be in favor for their own protection. But I'm saying they're going to be destroyed in the end. They're going to be destroyed.
Yeah, Hillary's going to stand before God. I'm not scared of her.
Yep. Well, I'm scared of what she's doing to the country. But
she's doing to little children is why we've got to stand against her. Nichols Live at AOL.com. If folks want to help you out with your operation to try to expose election fraud, you've been dead on, so people can make donations there to help. Larry Nichols, Larry Nichols, 58 Kingston Drive, Conway, Arkansas, 72034. We'll talk to you again tomorrow, Larry. Thank you.
Sounds great, buddy. See
you. Thank you. Let's get on for at least 30 minutes and take some calls tomorrow. I appreciate him joining us via Skype from Port-au-Prince, or maybe it's phone. And that, of course, is Gary Haven, billionaire who's given much of his wealth to charity. 3-4 aircraft every week flying into Haiti since the big earthquake hit. We're going to break here in a moment. We have a powerful video we're going to play as well. But, wow, what do you think hearing all this news about the Clintons and admitting massive election fraud already taking place as their own national heads admit they're involved in crime but say they're above the law, Gary?
You know, I'm an eyewitness down here to the Clinton criminality. There's 1.4 million people that are desperate right now. No roofs on their homes, no crops, no food. There isn't a Clinton dollar to be seen in this country. And the amazing thing is the Clintons are out raising money right now for Haiti And, you know, Hillary is a psychopath. It's hard for us to understand how she operates. You know, when you say she smells bad and I call her a monster and a thief, you know, that's a payoff for her. She's gleeful about the fact that she can get away with this.
Stay there. We'll come right back to you, my friend. Stay right there.
Empires on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffer from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
InfoWars.com Frontline Report. It's Alex Jones.
I know the listeners know this, but I'm speaking to the White House minions and the Media Matters folks and MSNBC and everybody. I mean, I've studied history. I'm studying what the Clintons have done. I've got their emails confirming it. I've talked to all people involved. People that don't even know each other say the Clintons are super racist. They steal everything not nailed down. They don't give tips. They steal 94% of the money from Haiti. They're out collecting it again, and the media won't even do anything. I mean, it's been in the news that they steal the money, but it's like, it's all right, because they're the Clintons. It's just like a demonic protection. And I keep going back to this because I'm going to be honest. I'm not a person that gets scared of these people. But I'm more freaked out because I've seen hours of footage. We're going to play some of it coming up here in a few minutes. For radio listeners, I'll kind of narrate it. We're going to post the video later this afternoon at InfoWars.com. With the UN standing down with our taxpayer money, They're just there to control the situation, I guess, and be on the news so they can claim they're taking care of people, not medevacking people to the local city. The Clintons stealing all the money, collecting more money, and the crimes go on and on and on. And then these weird, spoiled, rotten kids of the baby boomers. And I mean, I'm a Generation X, millennial, whatever you want to call it, but Generation X people and millennials are like these weird, I'm not saying all of us, but on average, weird, soft, disconnected people that as long as they tie into the power structure, they feel like they're winning, they don't care how evil it is. Just shut up. Your guy Trump's going to lose. And I'm like, what about Haiti? Okay, let's just say Trump doesn't win. Haiti is really wrong. Oh, just shut up, bigot. And they drive in the fast lane slow and make you get behind them and laugh at you. I mean, I'm beginning to study the psychology. They're like gremlins or something. They pull into gas stations and block both rows and smile at you. And like the professor types, their leaders that are baby boomers do it. I'm starting to take photos of them and even interview them. I'm going to put a film together where I'm going to go confront them and say, oh, I see you're a Democrat. I see you driving the fast lane. I see you block traffic. Showing the studies where they're six times more likely not to give to charity and to steal. That's in major studies. I mean, what they are is criminals who hate everyone and aren't successful. So they create systems to take over and then make us, the successful, their slaves. And it's spiritual. I mean, I know Gary's a strong Christian, and I'm not somebody that goes to church or thumps the Bible or anything, but the more you study this, it's spiritual. Now, Gary, I've been ranting, and you're waiting to talk about this and draw attention to it. We're going to be back up next week to talk about charities out there that actually do deliver food to folks. I know you don't collect money to go to the charity. You just give your own money. But, again, it makes me feel cold almost just to even get near the Clintons and study them because they're such demons. So when I say demons, it's the only way to describe them. They go out of their way to hurt people, and then they have a whole system, a cult, that props them up and worships them and tends them and lies for them. So, Gary, you were getting into the fact that, as we went to break, that here they are again. You can Google it. They're in the news collecting money for Haiti from the hurricane, even though they've been caught, and Chelsea's emails are like, Mom and Dad, you're killing people. You're not giving any money. Why do we collect money? I mean, at least Chelsea's got a soul, it looks like. Or maybe they're so evil, they told her, do that to cover your ass. I mean, who knows? But it's just like, is there any bottom to these people? And is there any bottom to their supporters? Is there nothing she could do? Because, hell, she's going to increase their unemployment. She's going to hurt the public that worships her. You know, that minority of folks that do. I mean, is this the great delusion the Bible talks about?
That's a great question, Alex. You know, the Bible tells us that in the latter days that we would call evil good and good evil, and that we would reject righteousness, and that he would give us over to great delusion. Because there's no way that a thinking person can, for example, look at the Clinton Foundation that's stolen $2 billion from these little children, the poorest in the hemisphere. And yet they continue to have half of the country thinking it's a good idea that this monster become the leader of the free world. The only way that can happen is under delusion. And so we're experiencing a great delusion, and there's no other explanation for it.
I want to go through what you're witnessing, the state of things, and play this 7-minute clip and come back to you. But in your gut, and I always go back to gut, but also intellectually, you're a smart guy. What do you think's coming? What are we facing? Because the energy level in the world, everybody feels it. This is a special election right now. What's happening worldwide is special. We're at a decision time, and I think in my gut, I know, if we don't elect Trump, but beyond that, if we don't all start making the right decision to stand up and speak out, I believe we're going to come under great judgment, and I believe there's going to be a total worldwide financial meltdown and probably a world war. And I think, like the Bible says, I think a third or more of the population is going to be killed.
Yeah, we're clearly in a fight with globalism and nationalism, whether it's the Brexit or what's going on in Marine Le Pen in France. The globalists have come out. Hillary has announced she's the globalist candidate. Trump's the nationalist candidate. He wants to make America great again. And that's the great battle. And this globalism, the Bible predicts, is going to happen. The Bible tells us that it's going to be led by the Antichrist himself. You know, you're going to have to take the mark of the beast to buy or sell. This was written 2,000 years ago, and even the ability to require people to take a mark to buy or sell wasn't even conceivable then.
They're suddenly on every channel, NBC, CBS, Fox, Dr. Oz, all saying, take a mark to buy and sell, make yourself safe. They're now saying it.
Yeah, they want a cashless society because it's going to reduce.
Oh, that came out in the WikiLeaks. Apple wants a total cashless society. Sorry.
Yeah, I mean, man, if people can't see what's going on right now, they're deluded.
Can they even see the symbol? What is the symbol of Apple?
Yeah, Satan's Apple, he gave the Eve.
You can't make this stuff up, man.
No, it's crazy, isn't it?
At a certain point, I'm just kind of like, whatever, that everybody wants this, fine, you know.
Well, let me tell you about the evil that's going on here. You know, you've got 1.4 million people that have been hit by a horrible earthquake, and they got no food, no water, no medical supplies. No,
and all the leftist scum doesn't care that their God stole all the damn money.
Yeah, Hillary is hated here, and the reason there's no coverage, there's no network media here, and I'm convinced it's because they're providing Hillary cover again. It's not enough that she stole $2 billion from the poorest people on this hemisphere, but now the media is providing her cover, and the world doesn't understand the disaster that we have here. You know, you've been hearing me talk about I'm the only one feeding thousands of people, and we're the only air evac for two of the primary areas that were severely damaged. We brought in a little boy today, and yesterday brought in a couple people that would have died if my plane was not available. And so, you know, who am I to be here feeding this many people, saving these lives, when the world is supposed to have some sort of response to this thing? And the media is not here because they're covering Hillary. They're criminally complicit in the death of these people that I'm working with.
Think about that. You've got four planes. You're feeding 4,000 people. You're the main medevac. There's shots of Ospreys. As the troops leave, we have they were there for 2 weeks, called out now. So at least the military, U.S. military did show up, but Obama's pulled them out. And there's just nobody there. And it's just total devastation. Who's going to help us when we get hurt? That's what I mean. The more liberal we say we are now, the more empty and evil it gets.
You know, Alex, my movie, Armageddon, depicts America being attacked by an EMP. And I think God sent me here so I could see what life was like for a million people without electricity, without water, without food. And I'm living it. And I tell you what, I want to warn Americans. It ain't pretty when you don't have running water and you have no electricity. Your food has been spoiled. And I really believe this has given me that experience so that I can continue to get the word out that people need to prepare. And you need to understand that the government is not only not here to help them, but because our government is controlled by a shadow government, an elite, whom Hillary is part of, George Soros is part of, these evil bastards want absolute power. You know that Alton quote, power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely. There's a third sentence on it that nobody ever knows about, but it says that, and powerful people are mostly evil people. And it's time for America to wake up and understand that, you know, this kind of disaster. And by the way, I've been dealing with mobs of starving people charging me in my airplane. And that's what we're going to have in America if we allow these evil people to let North Korea do an EMP attack on our country. And that damn satellite flies over twice a day. And there's a very likely possibility that it has a miniaturized nuclear device on it designed for EMP.
Well, regardless, we can have one of these big Carrington events of the sun. We could have another. The point is that look at Fukushima. They don't care anymore. It's like they're demons that want to hurt the planet. And I never used to talk like this, but more and more, they want power just to hurt people. And you read their WikiLeaks, They admit we want to make people poor. We want to dumb them down. We want to hurt them. I mean, they're just horrible. It's not just like they're greedy and make mistakes or whatever. They're bad. And that's why those of us that are not servants of the devil, I mean, the servants of pure evil, do not get these people are not on the same level we're on. They are on a completely different plane.
Yeah, you know, if you want to defeat your enemy, you got to know your enemy. And it's difficult for Christians, for people with our values, to get into the heads of these people. Remember, they want depopulation. They want a sustainable population, what they call it, which is about 500 million people. A world population right now is 7 billion. And so, get a picture of a little girl here. She's a useless eater, according to Henry Kissinger. So this is a way for them to eliminate a million people that they think are not adding any value to society. And man, that's hard to get your head around that they want to kill. And they said themselves that birth control is not going to get it done. They need to have more aggressive measures.
That's right. Hold on and repeat that. Your Skype's breaking up, Gary Haven, in Haiti, in Port-au-Prince right now via Skype. This little photo of this little girl in one of the towns you were in, this is from just driving by in the car from the HD video, a still that Zimmerman has. He's got the UN troops riding around doing nothing with their machine guns, basically looting people as well. But the point is that all this is happening, and that's one level. At the highest level, it's not even about let's be mean and kill people because we're overpopulated. That's their cover. The truth is they just like to kill, steal, and destroy. We know this from the British Royal Institute report on population, 1949, they said we can stabilize the third world, industrialize them, not have them overproduce populations that are unsustainable on unsustainable models, because you can always build a new model. We're going to have a big bloom and then use that to destabilize the world, use the cheap labor to leverage control of the West. And here we are 70 years later, brother, and they've done it. I mean, you got to hand it to them. They've got a diabolical plan that is multi-generational, and it's inspired by something not of this world. And mainstream media makes jokes about it and says, I'm saying space aliens. No, I'm not. I'm saying what the Bible says. An evil entity crash-landed on this planet. That's what the Bible says. And you look at it, it is evil. And how did God tell, you know, on the Isle of Patmos, John the Revelator, everything, and tell Daniel and everybody else, describing exactly what we now see. Giant metal insects coming in and fire as big as mountains and huge cities burning and the image of the beast seen in everyone's homes worldwide speaking to them. And it describes computers and everything and huge giant populations. And, you know, the Bible said then it was a round planet and seven continents. I mean, it's all there before anybody had a satellite, anybody's been in a ship around the world. It's telling you what's happening. But as Christ said, it's not meant for the profane to be able to understand this. That's why they say, why do you speak in parables? Because it wasn't meant for the profane to even understand it.
Yeah, you know, even people that don't understand what the Bible is to you and me and to Christians, the parts you just talked about, from a logical perspective, you know, how did 2,000 years ago they came up with the idea that there would be this economic system that would be controlled all over the world? I invite them just to read it from reason and weigh out the evidence that was predicted at this time. And it goes a long way of explaining things. You know, if people realize that there's a spiritual dimension to this, And that spiritual dimension was we were forewarned 2,000 years ago, and it's very specific. And also the nature of people. You know, the Bible says the heart is exceedingly wicked. Let me tell you what, these people don't know Jesus. Many of them, like Hillary, are personally acquainted with Satan himself. I'm convinced of
it. Well, they admit it. I mean, they're into the occult. Exactly. Well, let's take it from a science fiction angle. No, I'm not saying I believe this. I'm saying it's an allegory. Okay, there's God, and then there's this evil thing that's, that's below him that wants to hurt God's creation. It's come here. God's not going to just leave us in the hands of this thing that wants to seduce us through free will to destroy us. We're going to get a warning about the technology that God knows this fallen creature that God made is going to use on us. And so God said, hey, here's what they're going to do. Be ready so that those of us that understand it get it, and then we have this big animating contest of liberty.
That's right. You know, the Bible says, be not ignorant of the enemy's devices. And I'll tell you what, you and I, a lot of people out there have been teaching Americans that were willing to listen, what those devices are. And, you know, God's, he always promised there'd be a remnant. And he promises that he and us is greater than he is in the world. You know, we've got to exercise our power. You know, I've gotten a number of emails that I need to be afraid of for my life because this is a great place for the Clinton crime family to put a hit on me. But you know what? My name is determined by my God, and even Satan himself, in collaboration with these.
Yeah, Gary, your Skype's gone. We can't pick you up again. Hold on. We might have to reconnect. But absolutely, people don't think the way, I guess, we do that are actually at this level. Everybody keeps saying the Clintons can get you. They kill people. Don't you know? Yes, we know is the point. We're doing this because somebody's got to stand up to them. Somebody's got to say no. And so it's kind of irritating when people say, hey, you know, you better watch it. What, you don't think I don't know that? They got me fired from a job. They had a crew come and physically attack me. Gary, I think your Skype's back. You were just making that point that, of course, you know you're in danger. I mean, Haiti's one of the most dangerous people in the world. That, you're landing on dirt airfields. Looks like a James Bond movie. Of course you know what the hell you're doing. This is the real deal. You know, folks steal our thunder when they think we're, you know, when they think we don't know what we're doing. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'll tell you how dangerous this is. And I want to be clear, not me or my three aircraft that are here, but another volunteer crashed the night before last, and three people that were here on their own money, volunteering, died in the sea. They flew through a thunderstorm. So this is serious stuff, and we're doing landings to get children out of here and get food.
No, this is serious. We're going to play some of the footage straight ahead. Stay there, Gary Haven.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month, get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack, when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And because Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they'll send you their most popular set, complete with a razor, one of their world-famous blades, shaving cream, and post-shave balm for free if you cover shipping. A total value of $20 at no cost to you with code 1140 at checkout. Their way of saying thank you for trying them. How is Harry's able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures the blades. That's how. Go to Harry's.com now and enter code 1140 at checkout to claim your free trial set and post-shave balm. That's Harry's.com, code 1140.
Tonight, live coverage. Kicking off at 11 a.m., so we're now 3 hours into it. right through to midnight. Infowars.com/show to find the free internal feeds we have. We also have YouTube feeds and others. We're going to be dialing into the internal Trump feed that we have access to. The media always has a heyday with stuff like that. Look at Alex Jones and his crew. They have backstage total supreme passes at the RNC. No! The Republican Party hated it, too. But the point is this is part of taking the country back, and Trump has really broken through the electronic Berlin Wall. Even if they steal it from him, it's a huge victory. And the WikiLeaks, there's no way Hillary won't get impeached now. I mean, it's just 1,000 crimes on top of 1,000 outrages. We have them now, and more is coming. So it's the battle's joined. Gary Habel will be with us about 15 minutes the next hour. I want to play this special report on Haiti that I don't even know what to name it. I mean, I want to put an article out. I want to get attention to this, not just to expose the Clintons, but to know that the American people gave billions of dollars. The Clintons stole most of it. They got people in the media that they control to say, give it to us. And then they kept it. It's unbelievable. Imagine if Putin started a charity and kept, you know, of $2 billion of it, kept $100,900,000+, you know. I mean, it's 94% they kept. It makes my head spin. Speaking of funding for this platform to promote everybody else, we are selling a new shirt. In fact, here it is. And it's a one-time run. It says, Trump is my president. So you can have this in time for the election. Trump is my president. There's legalized freedom on the back, Infowars.com. Spread the word. It's in red. We have the Hillary for Prison shirt. It's limited edition about to end. We have store-wide free shipping right now. And we also have a lot more, ladies and gentlemen. I've got to come back to Gary Haben here in just a moment because I haven't plugged any sponsors today. And I need to do this big time. But take advantage of 25% off Brainforce. We've got a lot of other great products that are now back in stock as well, like the anti-parasite cleanse. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com or toll-free 888-253-3139. But before I go any further, the United States Gold Vault is an amazing gold company with the top review at Better Business Bureau. It's based right here in Texas. Will you and your family be protected when we have another economic meltdown? I believe an economic crash is coming, and you should protect yourself with real money. Do you want to be a victim, or do you want to be prepared? Take action with the company I trust, United States Gold Vault. Call them today at 844-321-ALEX, 844-321-ALEX. They've created game-changing gold and silver survival packs filled with physical gold and silver coins that could help safeguard you and when you need it most in a financial crisis, real money, not paper. Don't wait until it's too late. Call the United States Gold Vault now at 844-321-ALEX, and you'll get a rugged double-locking bank bag to securely store your gold and silver absolutely free, 844-321-ALEX. It's a great deal. They have a lot of other specials as well. And finally, Solutions from Science, solar generator. Solutions from Science is one of our oldest sponsors, and they're selling some of their Perfect Power solar generators below cost. Normally $6,000, it's now below $1,500. It's expandable, so you can make it as powerful as you want. Visit PowerGridChaos.com. That's PowerGridChaos.com, and get yours before they are gone. And then, a movie that's so important and needs to be seen, Revelation, I'm in it, General Boykin, you name it. The DVDs are now available, and we're showing around the country. You want to go to RevelationTheMovie.info, RevelationTheMovie.info, to purchase the DVD or check out hosting a theater near you, RevelationTheMovie.info. It covers a range of topics such as privacy, Agenda 21, the Federal Reserve, and much more. Again, it's directed by Chuck Undersea and stars General Jerry Boykin, Charlie Daniels, G. Edward Griffin, Joel Skousen, and myself, Alex Jones. And that's RevelationTheMovie.info to purchase the DVD or check out hosting in your area. That's what's really important. And will this film save the world? No. But will Armageddon do it? No. Will this show? No. But all of us together doing the right thing, speaking out, will. Back to Gary Haben in 70 seconds as we kick off the fourth hour. We'll premiere the full special report on the devastation the Clintons have left in Haiti and what nightmare monsters they are straight ahead. Infowars.com/show for the debate tonight. It's ongoing live coverage from now straight through it. The final showdown. 19 days left.